Previously on Mystery County Monster Hunters Club, we met the lovable angel Derek Pfeiffer, assigned by the Divine Chore Wheel to watch Earth and protect Crashly Grenadine, neither of which he did particularly well. Distraught by all of this, he gave up his corporeal form. Then he changed his mind and decided to get a new one by merging with a turkey. Soon after that, Derek was pulled in front of a tribunal of his angelic peers to figure out how best to mediate his various infractions. Unfortunately for everyone concerned, the mischievous Exler, Cheryl III, was hiding in their midst, and when discovered, she split Derek in twain, creating his evil doppelganger, Dark, a being that is 99% turkey and only 1% angel. Before anyone could stop him, Dark pulled from the Divine Chore Wheel the unspeakable chore and disappeared. Since then, Dark has been killing the various spawn of Satan, and every time he does, Adam Miller's alter ego, Adon Miller, gets stronger. Meanwhile, we also discovered that while Adam Miller is banned from LIDS, Adon Miller appears to bypass this restriction, and he can see a door in the back of the LIDS that no one else can. Perhaps this is tied to why Whoopi Goldberg has members of her dojo ready to spring into action. All of this came to a head as the members of the Mystery County Monster Hunters Club watched in horror as Dark dumped a pile of dead bodies onto the floor of the Valentine's Dance, supercharging Adon Miller, who, like all good actors, had no idea what was going on. Hello, friends in an alternate future. Welcome to Mystery County Monster Hunters Club, where we use dice to tell a story of destined destruction and essential escapes in the real and actual 2006. I'm Tyler Samples, your keeper of monsters and mysteries. Let's meet our players.
Hi, everybody. I'm Rashawn Nadine Scott, and my character is Shamanda Feld, the Initiate. And last night, a DJ saved my lifesavers. I love candy.
Hi, I'm Jeff Murdoch, and I'm playing Adon Miller, the Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards nominee. So, an actor, a singer, and a martial arts expert walk into a bar, and his name was Adon Miller.
Hi, I'm Erin Rain. I play Crashly Grenadine, the Monstress. And at this dance, I was wearing high heels for the first time, and one of my high heels broke. But luckily, I had Mentos in my purse. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-ah.
Hi, everyone. My name is Claire Linick. I play Susan Wexler, the expert, and this dance is a mess. I can't believe everybody had to watch DJ Samples flirting with me.
Hey, everybody. I'm Alan Linick, and I play CEJ, the professional, and I shit myself at a basketball game. It's been kind of wild being popular anyway.
Okay, so a lot went down the last time we checked in with the club, and we're going to pick up essentially where we left off, which was Adon Miller, you just got supercharged by the unveiling of a bunch of bodies coming out of an extra-dimensional space on the floor of this high school dance. You have really no idea what's going on. Now, Jeff, So you had drank a Dr. Pepper.
That's true.
You failed the role, so you're...
I did.
You have all of the side effects, which means you can't control when this transformation ends. You don't know that you're in a transformation, And you have to follow the instincts and impulses of Adon Miller completely.
Yeah.
You're essentially a new person. So as a result, I made for you, I kind of have clutched together a playbook for you. This is loosely based on the Summoned playbook. That exists within Monster of the Week. So I'm going to kind of lay out for you and everybody else some of your moves and some things that we have set up for you. One, your weird move is going to be just trust your gut. It's just a simple, when you are not sure what you want to do, you roll plus weird, and I will either tell you or you will tell me something interesting or crucial or bad, depending on how you roll.
Sick.
Your second move is called Industry Connections. You have a lot of powerful connections, or at least you think you do. When you contact a Hollywood friend to help you out, roll plus cool.
Sick.
On a 10 plus, they're available and helpful, so they can either get you something or get you into somewhere. On a 7-9, they'll do what they can. It's going to be close, but not quite right. So you'll either just get part of what you want or somewhere kind of like where you're trying to get to. It'll be off in some way. On a miss, you burn a bridge.
Okay.
Cool. So that's how that works.
Damn, that's bad in the industry.
You're telling me. The next one is last action hero. So anytime you end a move with an appropriate one-liner, you will get to add one to your next roll.
Hell yes.
Yes. So this leans a little heavy on you, Jeff. You have to sell us a one-liner to get a plus one to your roll.
Here's your receipt.
There we go. That would work. I sold. You get a plus one on your next roll already.
You heard it. He said it. I get it. Uh-huh.
And then because you are the spawn of Satan.
What?
Yeah, sorry, you heard it here first.
If somehow you was watching
kind of
season
big
one.
News to just drop in the middle of season three.
I know. When you have a final move, which is, do you know who I am? Yeah. So anytime you talk to a monster capable of reason and speech, it knows who you are.
Oh, yeah.
And in some respects, knows more about you than you do. So if you ask it what it knows, you can pick from one of the following for me to reveal, which is it can tell you something about where you're from. It can tell you about your destiny. It can tell you about who you really are, or it can tell you something about the apocalypse. And I don't know that the apocalypse is quite the right word, but I don't have a better one. So that's what we're sticking with for now, which is you don't know that Don Miller doesn't know this, but you are the key to something.
This makes sense.
And it seems clear to us as players that you are the key to whatever it is that Dark has going on. There are two other things we need to establish for Adon before we continue. One is Adon Miller.
Yeah.
Dark has been killing a whole ton of the other spawn of Satan.
Yeah, he has. I see that pile.
Yeah. You are gaining all of their power. Whoa. So as a result, Adon Miller, pick two of your stats.
Oh.
And they are going to be moved up to a 3.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Holy crap.
Whoa.
Even if they're at 0 right now?
Even if they're at 0 right now, they will just become automatically a 3.
What?
Wow.
Wow.
Beefcake over here.
I wish I was Satan spawn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what? I guess, the smart thing to do... I'm going to make my zeros 3s.
Okay, so your cool goes from 0 to 3.
Oh, yeah. My God.
And your sharp goes from 0 to 3.
Yeah.
Wow.
Great.
Damn, dude.
And remember, you still have, in effect, the move Slick and Sexy from drinking the Dr. Pepper. So you have advantage on all cool and charm moves, but disadvantage on weird moves.
Yeah.
So you are very cool and very good at being cool.
Mm-hmm. But I'm not weird.
Yeah.
I'm
not... You're not weird. You're in your, like, most Stefan Raquel you could possibly be.
Yeah.
The final thing is, since you are the key, I'll just continue to use that language. There is a prophecy about you. You don't necessarily know it. Dark does, and Derek probably does as well. But there are 3 signs of within this prophecy, and I'd like you to pick them. So on the right side of your character sheet, under the notes, there's a list, and I'd like you to just pick 3 of them and tell me what they are. And these are going to loosely dictate what happens, what's coming about.
Wow.
Do you see that list?
I do. There's a lot of them. So I got to pick 3 of these and I'm going to bring them about, or Dark's going to bring them about?
Yeah, basically you're going to pick these and either Dark's going to bring them about, or like we're just going to fold them in and find out what happens as a result.
Okay. Should I pick them out loud now?
Yes, please.
Okay. Let's see. Oh my God, they're so good.
And what is the prophecy called? Is it the prophecy of the Nickelodeon's Choice Award nominee?
Yes, it is. It's actually the prophecy of the slime.
Yes. And for millennia, no one has understood it.
Yeah.
It's only recently that this is, like with all good prophecies, it seems very vague until it suddenly locks in and you're like, that's so obvious in hindsight. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what are the 3 elements of this prophecy that have been of the prophecy of the slime?
I mean, I think it's take your throne.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh God, this is amazing. Let's see. The beast slouches into the world.
Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
What?
Slouches.
I love
gorgeous.
It.
Yeah. And Your hosts assemble, because it is the award show.
Yes. Your host assemble.
Yeah.
Okay, oh great. God.
The cast of all that.
Amazing. So then we know that these things either are going to happen or need to happen for this, the prophecy of the slime to complete. So Dark, these are things that you're either making happen or need to make happen or know will happen as a result of your actions.
Okay.
Well, one of them already kind of came true.
So between us, we'll find out what that is. But in this moment, Adon Miller, you just felt all of this power course through you. Your senses refine and go. You no longer have 20/20 vision. You have like 25 vision. You can see everybody. You can hear. So like the pin drop of any individual drop of perspiration hitting the floor of this high school gymnasium. You can smell everything.
Yikes, these kids are nervous.
And you feel also like you can deduce all of it. You understand, like the world makes sense to you in a way that it never has before. You can remember every line of dialogue you've ever remembered. You are in your prime. And also it's probably fairly cacophonous because at the same time is when Susan Miller's calming spell.
Wait, Susan Miller?
Something you want to tell us?
Whoa.
What a drop. I
have to scrap everything. I'm sorry, guys. This is
Don looks down at his hand and there is a beautiful ring.
Oh, no.
No, there's not.
Susan Wexler's calming spell has just gone horribly awry. Everyone present in this gymnasium takes on an additional emotional condition on top of the fact that they're seeing...
Even a Don?
All of these bodies. You have already taken it. I believe you took anxious, and I think everybody else did as well.
Right.
So you are feeling very anxious in this moment as Dark just walked in and was like, I think if I remember correctly, you said I brought you a gift or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You got this power in. The ghoul girl who attacked you before has been standing in front of you trying to get you, convince you that you're there with a Furby with human legs.
Cool girl.
That is standing over and reaching out like weird doll arms towards you. All of this is happening. What do you do, Adon Miller? Kids are screaming. I really, to set the stage of this, I think this is very similar to the end of the movie Carrie.
Yeah.
All of these teenagers are just losing their fucking minds.
Yeah, and I had a small part in the Carrie miniseries.
Was it a prequel or a sequel?
It was a remake reboot.
Mm.
Yeah, but it was homeschooled Carrie, so
so her mom was just
yeah, all our siblings.
Her
were...
mom was just bullying her.
Oh my god!
Yeah, it was a miniseries. It wasn't a full series.
You say that like that makes it okay.
I know.
Okay, well, you know, it was a
mini series.
It was groundbreaking. So I'm gonna keep my cool because I've been here before, and I'm gonna grab the ghoul gal and the Furby and get us to safety.
Okay, great. You reach out, Crashly.
Mm-hmm.
You're feeling anxious, overwhelmed as much as everybody. You see your ex-boyfriend Derek is on stage with Jordan Vincent. They just were about to be crowned when Dark burst in and dumped a bunch of bodies. Everybody's screaming. Everybody is scared. And
is Adon, because of Adam doing me a solid, does Adon realize that he's dressed up like DFK?
Oh, shit.
Right.
Oh yeah, I did.
Yeah, yeah. You knew you were dressed. Adon knew he was dressed up. He took the mask off already and already told everybody that he's not.
Right.
That DFK is actually Adon.
That's
Miller.
Right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So in this moment, you've taken off the old man accoutrement and are just wearing the, I guess, formal wear that DFK was wearing, and you walk over to the ghoul girl. What do you say to her?
Come with me if you want to live.
Okay. Yeah. Come on. CEJ, let's go. With him. He'll probably need some help.
We're just going with him? He just threatened to kill us.
No, I said, come with me if you want to live.
Yeah, yeah. I think he was saying like he knows where to go or something. I don't know.
And Crashly, again, so the evil doppelganger of your ex-boyfriend just burst in and dumped a bunch of bodies on the floor of your high school.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think instead my response would be like, okay, CEJ, come on. He says he knows where to go, and I do want to live. I do want to live. I have a boyfriend.
Yeah, it's me.
I know, so let's go.
Then why was I dancing with her?
Because we're friends.
She also took DFK, who is a totally different person from me.
Yes, and it was all for a prank sort of thing.
I get it. I do the same kind of dance with Kate Winslet sometimes. All right, let's go.
And you see Dark beelining straight for Adon Miller.
Uh-oh.
Susan, you're on the sidelines. You had just had your big dance with Hori Pals there at the center, and you two have been sort of canoodling off to the side. Obviously, you did the spell. It didn't work. Hori grimly looks at you. What do you think we should do, Susan?
We got to slow down Dark. I don't think they're stopping him right now, but anything you can to slow him. And I'm going to cast so that he's like walking through slime.
Oh, cool.
So good, like really slow.
Yeah. So, wow. Prophecy of the slime. Go ahead and use magic.
Slime. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I'm really listening. I'm taking everything in, and it is, I hate to do this right off the gates. It's a 10.
Ooh.
Damn.
Works without issues. So choose your effect. It looks like you're trapping a specific person, minion, or monster. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Great. Yeah. So Dark is sort of T2 moving straight towards Adon Miller. The floor just fills up with this thick slime that's like knee high. And he's just slowed down, sludging through it. While I guess since you're trapping a specific person, are all of the other high school kids even aware of this slime, or are they just passing through it effortlessly?
They're just passing through it. And I think I'm like running towards the kids with the mom, like minivan arm out, even though no one's behind me. And I'm just like, run, kids!
And you watch Tori runs forward and just sort of stands in front of Dark and does a kind of a classic, "You shall not get through here!"
So hot.
And plants herself. Yeah, so you're running to the kids. And Crashly, CEJ, Adon, what are you three doing?
Grabbing Ferbesis for sure.
Okay.
Adon?
Yeah, Adon Miller. I think we may be in love. I'm not sure quite yet.
We can handle this later. Quick, get into the limo or the stretch hover. Shamanda's driving.
What? Shouldn't we try to save everybody? That's kind of
if we get, it looks like all it wants is Adam or whatever this guy is. So Adon if we take Miller. Him out of here, it'll leave.
You kids go. I will find you and I will get everyone to safety here.
Okay.
Great. Thank you.
So how are we getting out of here? There's no stretch limo.
No, there is one. There's one outside, actually.
No, I'm looking. There's nothing there.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so we'll cut over to Shamanda. You and Evan, you left in the stretch Hummer. You've been singing the song, "I'm Like a Bird, I Only Fly Away," to try to help him desensitize. Mm-hmm. You're holding his hand while he's driving. How's it going?
It's going really great. You know, we got almost to the bridge before Evan was like, "Please turn it off. I'm trying to enjoy this." So we had a really good time. We went through the drive-thru, got snacks, but I got a text message from what's the coach's name of the basketball?
Coach Bronson.
Coach Bronson of the JV basketball team.
Coach Bronson has texted me like, "I lost the bet. I owe you money. Swing back by the school if you want to."
Oh, shit. You've been part of the betting scheme the whole time?
Oh, no. Oh my God.
Shamanda, you naughty.
Shit.
I love it. CEJ thinks he cracked it, but like it was right under him. The real mastermind got away.
Do you know how hard I was working on that?
Do you know how in that episode when I listened back to it, I was like, Rashawn pulled that out of her ass. I don't know why I made that whole thing about the basketball team gambling. That was out of
thin air. It was perfect.
But yeah, Shamanda pulls a UE and swings back by the school and then sees everyone running out of the building.
Yeah, you just see like a crowd of well-dressed teenagers screaming, just plowing out of the front doors of the high school as you pull up. And this is at Denver Broncos Memorial High.
Okay, so
by
then
well-dressed, he means everyone's wearing black and hot pink and those big chunky bead necklaces. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I guess when I pull up with this stretch Hummer, I've got sensors and things on it because it's obviously souped up. I took it to this new local mechanic I like named Carmen Lift. She's great. So it's got like blast shields on it, but it's like a blacked out, it's like a blacked out stretch armor.
Wait, is this a rental or did you buy this?
I just, Evan says that to me. And then I just put the dojo credit card like back.
Yeah, the black card that you have.
It's really heavy.
I mean, I guess Shemana made a whole bunch of money on it.
Yeah. And here's the thing I want to establish with that credit card. It's not even like it's made of metal. It's just made of obsidian. It's just like a stone credit card.
Oh my God.
Exactly what I was thinking. Tyler. Yeah. Yes. Obsidian for sure.
Yeah.
And so it's just like a black down thing, and I pull up and you can't even see inside. It's like it's very much illegal to have this much dark tint on the car. But I guess the door like slides open. It's like French doors.
Whoa. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. It just slides. Man, Tesla, eat your fucking heart out. Cause that is a way cooler door. Yeah.
Bitch, come and get a felt.
Yeah.
Woo. I say, what's going on, guys?
Yeah. As you are plowing through, kind of going with trying to herd the rest of your fellow classmates and peers out, you are bemoaning the lack of a Hummer. And right at that moment, the stretch Hummer you came in on pulls back up and the door opens and Shemanda is there.
It's like, boom, boom, stand up.
Boom, boom. Like, yes.
The bass is stupid.
Is that our Hummer?
Get. I shove him in.
Oh, you shove Ed on?
Yeah, I push him in the
back. I'm rolling to. No, you're not shoving him.
Okay, Adon. So you're Adon.
Oh, I'm shoving you, motherfucker. Oh, let me roll some dice.
Yeah, let's do opposed kick some ass.
Whoa, boys! No fighting in the Hummer.
No fighting.
9.
Oh shit! I rolled a 3.
Oh shit! Okay, so on a 9, Adon, pick one from the list. It's you either harm him, you dodge his attack, you take something from him.
Can I change it a little bit?
Yes, absolutely.
I'm gonna put his wallet back into his pocket.
So you give something to him?
Because I took it last time.
If you do that though, then you won't dodge his attack, so he will push you into the car.
Okay, then I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to get pushed.
Okay, so you just sort of slide out of the way. Now, see, EJ, you did fail, so you have to decide which of these happens to you. Adon Miller is going to take something from you. He's going to immobilize you. You lash out at someone who doesn't deserve it, or you take an emotional condition.
Oh, yeah. What is it going to be?
I lash out at someone who doesn't deserve it.
Yes.
Okay. Who do you lash out at?
There is someone, a bunch of kids.
Here's the one thing I'm going to say. It can't be a non-essential person.
Oh, you got me. Yeah. Oh, you got me.
It has to be Kyle somebody who matters to the narrative.
Damn, you got me real good, because I was going to just absolutely ruin.
Yeah, we know. Mm-hmm.
I did.
I was going to make this such a negligible, you little devil, you.
Some random person was going to have the worst day of their life.
It's true.
Little devil. Uh-oh, Dark's going to come after Tyler.
And luckily, they still will.
Yeah,
canonically, whatever bad day you were going to give whoever that random NPC was, they still have it.
Wow.
But also one of your friends or peers that you actually matter to you.
Heartless.
What do you do to them?
Yeah. So as we're getting into the car, I'm like, Susan, this is all your fault.
Wow.
Wow. I'm all the way back here, bud.
I'm yelling really loud. I push there's CJ. A kid named Devin Ryder who's trying to get into the car with us. And I push him out of
Ryder's
the way.
Devin Ryder's trying to get in?
Yeah, he's like, he's just panicking and running, you know, to get into the stretch hammer.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah, I forget.
And I push him out of the way so I can see Susan better. And I just point one angry finger and I yell.
I'm going to look around at all the like totally freaked out kids in front of me and like all the dead bodies on my floor and just like calmly be like, he doesn't mean that. You know, he's gone through a lot.
And I know I've gone through a lot, but I'm pretty sure I'm on to something with this one.
And here's the worst part about it, CEJ, is so you do say, you know, you say, Susan, this is all your fault. But when you point, Devin thinks you're pointing at them. And Devin's like, my name's not Susan. Why are you doing this? And just runs off crying and is just like, you're a bully, Cody Ernst Jr., and you always will be.
I'm not a bully. I'm just, I wasn't even talking to you. No one's ever talking to you.
Oh my God.
Whoa.
This is when I throw the wallet at CEJ and I call him, wow.
And it hits me in the mouth.
Great. Yeah, right. It goes right in the mouth. I'm like, great job, Junior.
I think this is also when Crashly starts doing the thing of calling her high school boyfriend by their real name and not their nickname.
Oh, wow.
So I'm going to be like, Cody.
What?
What the heck? Like, Cody, that was not cool.
We don't have time for this. Look, Turkey Man is coming. Get in the car.
Turkey Man? What are you talking about?
That's when you look over, you see inside the gymnasium has sort of cleared out. You see Dark slowly trying to trudge forward through this thick sludge that Susan has created. In front of him is Tori Powell standing resolute to face him down. And as Dark walks forward, he turns his head, he stops and like looks up at her. Cause again, Tori is like over 6 foot tall. And there's just like an appraising look in his eye and a glint as he realizes something. And as she's standing there, he just reaches out one finger ET style.
Tori,
and he just taps her on the tip of her nose. He just goes,
boop.
And then she turns and just stands next to him. And they both start moving forward.
That's okay.
No way. I'm up at the front. This is bad.
The coach is up front, and I'm just like, hurry up and give me my money. We have to go. And I'm like, rev the engine, like, honk, honk, we're leaving.
Yeah, Coach Brownson's like, no, I'll get it to you later.
Give me my money now!
roll to manipulate someone.
Oh, my God.
Can I get the help from Evan?
No.
Wait, what was it?
So roll plus charm.
Charm. Okay. Oh, it's a six.
Could I help?
Adon can help for sure.
Yeah. I'm like, I gotta get out of here. So I go up to the coach and like, hey, listen, buddy.
The coach? Oh, sorry.
Is that his name?
Yeah.
I wasn't calling you the coach. I go to the coach that you're talking to.
I mean, it's like, I gotta think of myself as a coach.
Yeah. Listen, okay. We know you got the money. You're an adult. Please, just give it to us.
Great. Roll plus cool, and you get advantage on this, Adon.
Okay, one was A. Wait, actually, one was 11, and the other one was... So 8 and 11. So let's go with 11.
Okay, great. So yeah, you are going to give advantage to Shamanda. So Shamanda, you get to reroll one of your dice.
Okay, this one. Yes. Okay, so now it's a 9, 10.
Great. Yeah, he's like, oh, fine. Here. He throws just a wad of cash at you, Shamanda, and he's like, never call me again, and just runs off and is clipped by a car.
Oh my God! Whoa. What?
Not to the point of anything super harmful, but just as you know, because this is in the parking lot of the high school and it's just chaos as these cars, everybody's peeling out, trying to get away from this, and they're just jamming into each other. It looks like a mess. It looks honestly like it's going to be pretty difficult to get a vehicle out of this space because there's just so many bumpers hitting each other as everybody's trying to leave at the same time.
Okay, but what if this car, had some sort of lift, so it's like
Are you trying to Roger Rabbit this?
Yes. So yeah. We can drive over the car. It's like there's enough space that we can like. If this car was like a treehouse.
Yeah, I understand. You're proposing that you use your pneumatics so hard and so high that you lift 5 feet off the ground.
Yes.
And drive over other vehicles.
Yes.
Yeah, I get it. I think. Here's what I will say,
I get
Shamanda,
it, but no.
Roll plus weird for us, and let's see what your sect resources are looking like.
So that's
I get
six.
It.
A six?
Yeah.
You were told, you definitely asked for that in the modifications for this car. And at the time, the mechanic, Carmen Lift, was like, yeah, sure. And you thought, you didn't realize they were being sarcastic.
Oh, no.
So you completely believe that your car has hydraulic lifts that can get you over other vehicles.
I'm like, yeah, we can totally do it. I see the big button that's been perfectly put there for me. I lift it up. I push it. Nothing happens. And I go, oh, drag line. Oh, I mean, oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Let's go. Let's go. And I just like pull into the... off the road.
And I guess I should check. Is Anne furthermore there?
Is she?
Dragline's been gone for like 6 months.
I don't want
to say this, but you seem like really flustered.
Anne, it's not safe for you to be up here. There's only two seatbelts, Evan's and mine's. Please head to the back of the car.
Someone had to hang out with Evan while you ditched him.
Yeah, it's also been like I and you know, you and I are besties and stuff, but it has been a little bit cramping the mood the last 20 minutes, you being in between the two of us.
Was it cramping the mood when I was the only one that stayed with you for this whole night?
Okay, we're not doing this here right now. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, we should probably go.
Okay. Oh, I mean, yes, all right.
Thank you for getting my money.
Shamanda, are you too emotional to drive?
I am, Anne. You drive. You take control.
I can drive. You want me to drive? I'll drive.
No, I got it.
Okay.
I can drive. I was in Fast and the Furious Junior.
I'm going to go ahead and say that Anne Furthermore drives.
Yeah.
Okay,
I'm
going
to get on top of the car and man the gunner. So.
Oh, shit.
There's a gunner? My God. We drove to the Valentine stands with this?
In a fucking tank.
Wow. You just say stretch Hummer, everyone gets excited.
Yeah. Yeah, so you pop up and then, and it just lifts up. There's a little gunner seat up at the top. Evan moves over and takes the driver's seat. Are the rest of you piling in?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Susan, definitely. What are you doing? Because again, so yeah, everybody's there. You have this vehicle to get into, but you did just see Tori, it looks like, get taken over. Like something happened to Tori and Tori is not fighting.
Yeah, I'm staying behind and I've already told the kids to just go without me.
Yeah, don't worry, Adon. We're going to take care of you and keep you safe. You can think of this as like, I don't know, an assembling of hosts.
Oh, cool. Like for an award show. Excellent.
Yeah, we're going to host you until you're safe.
Wow. Well, thank you so much. I'm sorry that I shoved a wallet in your mouth.
That was you?
Yeah.
No.
And yeah, I guess the question is, where do you have in mind to take him?
I'm driving him to the safest place in the world.
Wait, you're not driving, are you?
Yeah, and furthermore is driving.
You just said you were staying behind.
That's Anne furthermore.
No, oh, Susan is staying behind.
I see. Never mind.
Alan, I'm so sorry. Let me show you one time. This is Susan. This is Anne.
Okay, got it. Yeah, I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, well, don't do that again. Don't worry, everybody. I know exactly where to go. And I take everybody to my cousin's house.
Whoa, where's your cousin?
Her name is Shirley.
Shirley furthermore?
Shirley furthermore. And she's like really old and really cool, and she's going to know what to do.
How old is Shirley furthermore?
I hope she's really old.
She's like 18.
18? Is that what you said?
18.
Okay. Yeah.
But Anne's like 12.
Yeah.
Anne is 12?
I don't know how old Anne is. Okay, so she's 22.
Okay.
Shirley's 22.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, great.
So 12-year-old driving.
Yeah, so you all head off towards Shirley Furthermore's house, where she will buy you beer.
Oh.
Yeah, if you're responsible about it.
Yeah.
She would just like rather be drinking from her. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you all get in you pile in the car, you drive off. Susan, you stay behind. What are you doing there? It's pretty much cleared out. Everybody's just had a fear response, just a tuck and run. You're there. You see Tori standing next to Dark.
You know, I would roll a what's going on here, but I think with Susan, she like probably understands, at least I would hope so, that this is some sort of like mind control since she's a demon, correct?
Yeah, you have correctly surmised. Yeah, because Tori was once a demon, and you know, like, the division between angel and demon isn't super precise. In fact, all demons essentially are angels.
Oh, yeah.
Canonically, just to establish it, what constitutes a demon is just an angel that doesn't do chores. So Dark was able to basically hotwire that and take control of it. So yeah, you pretty quickly surmise that that's what's going on.
Okay, cool. Let me see here. I'm trying to decide if I just need to freeze them both or if I should open up my third eye to figure out how to stop this.
Sure. Up to
you.
Yeah,
why don't I at least, let me see, roll.
Well, turkeys are afraid of Thanksgiving.
I'm just going to do a normal what's going on here roll to see if I can figure out how to bring Tori Pals back.
Sure. Yeah, roll what's going on here.
Okay, thank God I didn't open up my third eye because it was a 2.
Ooh.
And this was what's going on here, right? Okay, so what's your question? Because on a 6-minus, you are going to get the answer to your question, but you're not going to like how it arrives. So what is the question you're asking?
Cool. How do I bring Tori back?
I think what happens is Tori has a moment where she kind of blinks and looks bewildered and confused. And she goes, Susan, oh, I fought it off. I'm okay. And she runs towards you and she looks like she's about to like embrace you. And she's like, get back, you beast, get back. And she's saying that to Dark and she runs forward. And Susan, as she's running right up to you, you know, to stand next to you,
oh, no.
You see a glint in her hand is a knife. And you realize at the last possible minute before you can do something that this is an act.
Got it.
So you feel fairly confident. There isn't anything you can do right now. Like, really, this is going to take some big magic. Like, you're going up against a supercharged angel demon creature thing who has taken control of Tori. There's nothing you can do right now other than run.
Damn.
Okay. I think I'm going to just get away from this situation.
Okay.
As quick as I can and maybe start trying to find the kids because I don't think fighting these two by myself is the move.
Okay.
Right?
No, that makes total sense to me. As you go, Tori just is shouting out, Susan, why are you leaving? No, we're together. You're supposed to be helping me, Susan.
Oh, you can't even get her right.
And she, and you know, like she's faking it all, but she's still using all of the language that, and like the problem for this is it's going to be a while before you fully trust. Like, even if you get Tori back, there's going to be a little bit of like, did I, or is this still an act?
Oh my gosh.
Okay. Oh, so I'm real. Okay. So I'm just going to be like, you're doing amazing, sweetie.
I need you, Susan. I need you. Why aren't you staying with me? Why aren't you helping me, Susan? We could take him down together, you and me.
I am running, but there are just tears rolling down my eyes, but I am running away from this woman.
Great. Where are you running to?
Damn.
I am going to head to my haven, panic room, until I can get a hold of the kids.
Okay, so you're just headed back to your condo.
Oh, yeah. Is that? Oh, yeah, because it's not in the school anymore.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I believe it's in your apartment in Mystery now.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Unless you have a second. I mean, I also have no problem if you have one in the school as well.
I would say at least have the panic room in the school if I know Susan.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so you just run to the supply closet. Mm-hmm. Yeah, great. Okay, so Susan, you run to the supply closet there at Denver Broncos Memorial High. You pull the bottle of Windex, I believe.
Correct.
It opens up. You see your trunk there on the floor. You climb in and you slam it shut just as like a meaty hand slams down. And you just hear, Susan, Susan, come back. I need your help, Susan.
Oof.
Just pounding on the door.
Oh, that sucks.
And then you hear under it, Alan, will you give us just what does Dark's laugh sound like?
Oh, no.
Damn it.
You hear that underneath. Dark, where are you headed?
Dark is like Terminator running after the stretch hummer.
Oh my gosh.
And when he runs, he does that like dead-eyed, like arm pumping run. And as he runs, feathers start to like come out like almost like the Batman razor blades on the undersides of his forearm.
Yeah, absolutely. And then here's an important question. Derek, what are you doing?
Derek?
Yeah, Derek, you were there. You were getting crowned as part of this weird ritual that you don't quite fully understand. Jordan seemed very happy. Crashly seemed, honestly, it's a little confusing because you're doing all this because Crashly told you to.
Yeah.
And told you that it would make you happy. She doesn't even seem to really be paying attention to it. And then your other half entered and dumped a bunch of bodies and then has been chasing around your friends. What are you doing?
I think Derek is like, oh man, am I supposed to be doing something? And he looks to Jordan for like a cue.
Jordan is just screaming and just holding on to you.
Okay, so he starts screaming.
Yeah, so the two of you.
And I fly away with her.
Oh, wow.
Wait, how?
Just sheer force of will.
I'm going to have you roll to try to do it, because here's the thing. Remember, you're now only 1% turkey.
Yeah, it doesn't go well.
Oh, so you're just automatically saying that you fail your no limits
no,
roll?
No, I rolled.
Oh, what'd you get?
A 4.
Something goes horribly wrong. You try to fly with Jordan away.
What? And we sink instead.
How deeply do you sink?
To the hips, just straight into the, like, the asphalt, like, starts shimmering, and we just, like, sink into it like it's wet sand.
And Jordan loses her mind. She's so, like, that is the most terrifying thing. She just, like, loses, I guess, permeability and just, like, sinks into this, because you're on the stage. So yeah. You just sink into the stage.
Into the, like, the wood, the floor. It's like when the kid from Jumanji sinks into the floor.
Exactly. Yeah, and you're stuck up to your waist, and then it hardens, and you're just stuck there. And Jordan looks disassociative, like, just gone. She's just screaming and crying, like, doe-eyed, looking around, has no idea what's going on, is so confused, and then just sort of slumps over. She passes out.
Okay, I close my eyes, too.
Oh my God. So Derek is pretending to be unconscious, slumped.
He's not doing well after this breakup, I have to say.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Crash needs a big takeaway. Yeah.
We'll cut back to the Hummer. You all are driving over to Shirley Furthermore's.
Is there anything to drink in here?
Usually yes. There's little water bottles and stuff.
I needed something a little stronger. Can't he like Pepsi?
Well, it's not technically a Hummer. It's more like a battle vehicle. So there are like military type rations, those like freeze dried, like squares.
So there's freeze dried water.
Oh, we have MREs.
Yeah. MREs, yeah.
I'll take a freeze dried Pepsi.
I feel like we shouldn't give him any more soda. You know what I mean? Because like weird stuff happens.
What?
Yeah. Does he know? I know we didn't tell Adam that he was the Mothman for a long time because it was kind of like funny to watch him like figure it out. But
I crack up on an MRE.
Okay.
That's fine.
Let's see. Let me look up some of the best MRE flavors. Mm.
Can we see Dark running behind us?
Yeah. If you're looking back, yes, absolutely.
And furthermore, can for sure.
Well, your eyes on the road, young lady.
Well, I'm looking in the rear view mirror.
Of this long-ass tactical vehicle, I don't think you can clearly see the back.
Well, I don't think you're clearly thinking if that's your problem.
Please don't make me come out of this gunner.
Oh, yeah, macaroni chili.
Yeah, that's what you get, macaroni chili.
This is good.
You mix it with some water, you just have a slurry.
Yeah. Ew.
It smells bad.
Is Dark our enemy? Like, what happened? Like, what happened? What happened?
I don't know.
Everybody just rushed out of the building. No one's told me anything.
Dark showed up.
He opened it. He's unzipped space and a bunch of dead Adam.
CJ, are you okay?
He's about to sneeze or something.
CJ.
Oh,
sorry.
Gross.
Sorry. I think I'm allergic to this MRE.
I've never heard you sneeze before.
Yeah. Sorry. I'll try to.
Okay.
What is going on?
I'm looking behind and I'm like, Derek is running behind us like that creepy old movie from the 90s.
Which one?
Oh, no, Big.
No, the one with the cop and the robot guy.
Lion King?
Oh, Johnny Five.
Oh, Copland.
Yeah, no, and the cute boy.
Copland starring Sylvester Stallone.
Terminator 2.
Oh.
Wait. I was too young for that one.
I haven't seen
Crashly,
that.
You watched Terminator 2 without me?
Well, I had already seen it a bunch of times on VHS.
Are you serious? We were talking about it and you said...
So there's a bunch of dead bodies of Adam?
Okay.
What?
Yeah, and I'm in love with this Furby.
Adon.
Yeah, and also Derek is behind us.
All right, so I'm going to shoot at him then.
Wait.
What? With what?
I'm in the gunner, you guys. You all have headsets on. You're all in tactical gear. What did we not...
Oh my God.
Wait, we're in tactical gear?
What's going on?
I think this continues to be a thing where Shamanda had specified what she wanted to be in the car. And as each thing gets said, you just see where there's like a little label where it would be, but it's not there.
Yikes.
The hell?
Okay.
I'm pushing this button that says shoot on it and nothing's happening.
Yeah, I know what this is. This is a shot car. It's made to look like it's a tank, but it's actually just, you know, like smoke and mirrors. I got it. And I start throwing MREs out the window at Dark.
Roll to kick some ass then.
All right, let's do this.
Adon.
And every time I do it, I'm like, drinks up.
Just so you know, here are the other things on that menu. They're all packed into the same thing. Accessory packet B, hot sauce, extra hot, times 4, orange beverage powder,
yum,
cherry Twizzlers, teriyaki beef sticks, vegetable cracker, jalapeno cheddar cheese spread, and trans fat free lemon poppy seed pound cake.
Honestly, most of that sounds good. I would eat it.
Yeah. I would especially too. Maybe Twizzlers. Not as a slurry.
No.
Great. What'd you get, Adon?
I rolled a 6.
Well, you get your ass kicked instead then.
But I do say drinks up. So that's a cool line, right?
That is. So you will get +1 on your next roll.
Nice. I didn't want it for this one anyways.
No. Okay. So pick which one of these. Dark is either going to take something from you, immobilize you. You are going to lash out at somebody here who doesn't deserve it, or you're going to take an emotional condition.
You know, I think he's going to immobilize me.
Great. Yeah. And the way he does it, Dark runs forward with those razor sharp feathers on his arms, scrapes them along the side of the Hummer. And even through the battle plating of this military grade stretch Hummer limo, they cut in, completely rip through the back rear tire, and the Hummer skids and then flips.
Oh my God.
Oh no.
And it flips over and over and over. You all experience a moment of, I guess like weightlessness, where you're upside down, your hair, your boutonnieres and corsages all just sort of flying in the air above you. And then you crash, you roll. Everybody's going to take one harm.
Oh.
Good thing we were all wearing our seatbelts, just like any youngsters listening to this podcast should do.
Yeah.
That's right. Otherwise, things would have been really bad.
Yeah, we would have taken
two. The one thing that Carmen got right was these damn seatbelts.
Yeah. I was wearing the seatbelt, but unfortunately, I was also standing up with my head through the sunroof so I could look around.
Damn it. CJ just got...
So I'm dead now and I need to...
What?
Damn it.
Don't ever do that, kids.
Yeah, luckily for all of us, Crashly, no stranger to car crashes.
Correct.
Hold CEJ by his wallet chain in at the last second, yanked him in.
Thank you, Crashly.
You're welcome.
Wait a minute, but I have the wallet chain.
Stop it.
I did it by the belt loop and his pants came down also.
Yes,
nice. Because his wallet chain wasn't there.
That's all I wanted.
I love it. Yes. So you just got pants by your date.
Sorry.
Honestly, not a girl.
That a girl. What?
Oh. That a girl.
That a girl.
What the?
And while you're all hanging there upside down, terrified, rattled, Dark shatters the window, reaches in, puts his hand on Adon Miller's lapels, cuts his seatbelt, and then what does Dark say as he yanks Adon Miller out?
Don't wake daddy.
And he yanks Adon Miller out. And that is where we'll end our episode for today.
Oh my gosh.
It feels like we just started.
How did Dark know that I own the rights to Don't Wake Daddy to make it a movie?
Stop.
You've been involved in the Don't Wake Daddy, the game, the movie project?
God. Yeah.
Thanks so much for listening, Monster Hunters. If you enjoyed this, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, or talk to us on social media at Mystery County. Or you can just tell a friend. It really helps us grow our audience, and we are so grateful to you for sharing our weird and wild little world. Now, Dark Fleifer has a special yearbook message for our patron, Andy R.
Dear Andy R. Hi, it's me, Dark. Dark Fleifer. Turkey 5. I hope you had a really good year this year, and it seems like your grades have really improved, mostly thanks to me. You didn't know it, but I've been doctoring a lot of your test answers after you turned them in. You're welcome. Hope to see you at the 10-year anniversary reunion thing that we have every time 10 years goes by at a high school, because it'll be the last one this world ever sees. Goodbye. Sincerely, Dark.
Until next time, watch out for this one-shot podcast.
Each week on All My Fantasy Children, Aaron Catania-Saez and Jeff Stormer take a listener-submitted prompt and, using some of their favorite tabletop RPGs, create an original fantasy character. Along the way, they share laughs, stories, verbal hugs, and populate a shared universe one story at a time.
You can find all that and more at oneshotpodcast.com.
Just so you know, Jeff, I did spend some time because I promised to help Adam get into Elids in exchange for you being DFK. I did spend some time trying to figure out how to make that work. And the plan I came up with was standing you next to the lids and then building an addition around you.
Oh my God.
To have it become so that you were just be inside of it.
Wait,
already.
So I gotta stand there for the construction?
No, I will say canonically, this is what would have happened. That would have worked until the last board finished getting nailed.
Oh no.
And then Adam would have found himself standing outside of the lids.
Oh shit.
No! Yeah.
That's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah.
That is cool.
Yeah.
So I just wasted a whole like couple months of my life.
Certainly
a long day. So theoretically, if I built a plywood box and on the inside of it, I wrote this way to not lids. And then I made the outside of it all lids. I could just teleport at Adam wherever I wanted him.
Oh my God.
I suppose that would be possible. Yes.
Or would it have to be a corporate, like a real lid?
It has to be part of a real lids.
What if I franchised the ground of Mystery County? This all bears further study.
Honestly, yeah, here's what I'll say, Alan, is if you did, you would not want Adam Miller in the lids either.
No, I wouldn't.
Because you'd be a franchised member of lids. Like you would know better.
Yeah,
that's true.
This is one of the greatest philosophical debates
of
our time.
What if you kill Adam Miller and you take his body into the lids really quickly and then you resuscitate him?
He would disappear from the lids as soon as he breathed again.
Really?
Whoa.
Wow.
Tyler's a rabbi.
What if I put Adam Miller in effectively the Bubble Boy costume, but I franchised it as the lids, and then I had lids relinquish the rights to inside the bubble so that the inside of the bubble was definitely not lids, and then I rolled the bubble into a lids.
No, because then the movie Bubble Boy never would happen.
Yeah, we can't. Whoa, then Jake Gyllenhaal's career would be impacted, and we can't do that.
And where would we be?
Yeah, we can't afford that.
Yeah. You're right. You're right.
Yeah.
It's too dangerous.
It's just an honor to be nominated.
For what?
For Flubber 3.
Oh my God.
Flubber 3.
Son of Flubber.
Oh no, we all know what it is.
Grandson of Flubber, right?
Grandson. Yeah. No, the second one was grandson. It's weird. This is a prequel, but it's a third one.
And you convinced them that you wanted to play Flubber, even though it's CGI.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, but you should. All I know for certain is that you should be in prison.
See, the thing is, the budget got halved during the filming of it, so a lot of the scenes are just me with the green suit on, the mocap suit. Anyways.
Wait, so you play Flubber in it?
I play grandson of Flubber. Oh, no, I play son of Flubber. That's right. Grandson was a sequel.
Yeah, after Flubber found a mate and produced offspring.
I'm son of Flubber, and my son's grandson of Flubber.
Wait, I'm having flashbacks to actual Flubber now. Didn't Flubber split into two Flubbers and one of them had a dress?
Yes, that was different, though. This is
Was this the remake or the original?
This is the actual Flubber, I think.
Yeah, they dance together.
Because canonically, so there's the absent-minded professor, and then there was the sequel to the absent-minded professor, which was Son of Flubber.
Uh-huh.
And then there was a remake of the absent-minded professor, which was called Flubber.
Oh, I didn't know all
Oh,
that.
I thought Flubber was just its own.
No.
The Robin Williams one wasn't the first one ever?
No.
No, there was a 60s one.
This is our longest intro ever. I'm so sorry.
And
it's not done yet because I got a joke for you all.
Okay, so let's Can you say the part, all the whole part again?
Oh, yeah.
Because it's so
funny. No, Aaron, we're keeping all of this.
What I'm saying is, I know Alan loves nothing more than spiting the rest of you. So,
that's
so I
not
can...
is that what you all think I do?
Yes.
I got you a gift specifically because of this.
You're even doing it right now with the tone of your voice.
Oh. Oh, wow. Oh, my God. Okay. Well, this made me upset, and I'm going to take it out in our gameplay.
Oh, no.
Damn it.
In the universe of Starwall Odyssey, space is made out of the collective imaginations of all the thinking beings who live on various planets. These worlds are connected to each other through imagination. Common themes and ideas are strings between universes. And to get between them, people fly wooden ships that look like animals, which are powered by emotions. Also, people communicate with each other by contemplating orbs. The only way you can take pictures is getting stared at by a big psychic bug. And people have already declared victory in a war over the very concept of evil. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Starwall Odyssey follows the adventures of the hapless inhabitants of the Lucky Finn tenement building, who suddenly find that their apartment is actually a spaceship, and that they're lost in a sea of boundless imagination. It's an actual play starring me, James D'Amato, Mel D'Amato, Ali Grauer, and Drew Merzieski, as we playtest the No Kings system, which will hopefully one day be the Skyjack's role-playing system. It toes the line between weird and wonderful slice of life and high-flying space fantasy. You can sample the first 5 episodes by searching for Starwall Odyssey on your favorite podcast app, or get the whole thing by heading to patreon.com/oneshotpodcast and signing up for $5 a month or more.